Hi, boys and girls. Welcome back. Remember last week we talked about how Marta was in Tama's hut and found that charm, the snake charm, and how shocked Tama was? Let's find out what happened next. So, while all that was happening, Satu was walking through the village and he saw Marta go in. He didn't know what to do because it wasn't his little sister, so he ran and got Hans and said, "Hans, come quick. Marta's gone into Tama's hut. We should go see what's going on." The two of them ran to Tama's hut, and what they found surprised them and made them a little uncomfortable. They didn't know what to do. They found Tama holding Marta and crying and rocking back and forth. Hans called Marta to him, and she came running, and they left. Satu couldn't figure out what was going on or what was concerning Tama so much. As they walked away, he thought about it, and then he thought, oh no, maybe he did something with one of his charms. Maybe something happened. And he told Hans, oh no, what if Tama did something to Marta? And Hans laughed and said, oh, that's not real. That has no power over us. God protects us. God has us here. He will keep us safe. Once Hans and Satu had got Marta back to her hut and she was safe, the boys went up to their perch that overlooked the beach and the volcano. The volcano had been much more active lately. The ground shook several times a day, and you could see lava coming out of it from time to time. The boys didn't know why it was so angry, and it was interesting to see. Satu again tried to explain that it was angry because the big teacher was here, and told this to Hans, and said that it had to be Tama's doing. Hans laughed and said, "Tama can't make us leave. He has no power because God called us here. God has us here, so there isn't anything other than God himself that can make us leave. We are safe and we are protected." Then he taught Satu how to pray, how to really pray, reverently, but at the same time as if he was talking to a friend. After praying, the boys felt better and went back to the village. For 3 days, nobody saw anything of Tama. Satu began to get a little bit worried and wondered what was going on. After 3 days, he was relieved to see Tama come out of his hut and come down to the river to wash, although he seemed very sad and Satu didn't know why. Tama asked him, "Do you still go to the big teacher's hut? Do you still see their family?" "Yes," Satu said, "they're my friends." He said, "Are they okay? Is anything wrong with them? Are they sick?" "They're fine," said Satu. "What could be wrong with them?" He didn't understand. None of this made any sense to him. Tama seemed sad and went back home. Something else interesting that was happening in the village at this time had to do with Gola. Gola, the one who had wanted the teachers from Islam to come, he was having the people help prepare the best plot of land for them. Some of the people, this didn't sit right with them, and they said, "This isn't right. How come we didn't give this land to the big teacher when he asked? Why are we giving it to the teachers of Islam?" And Gola said, "Well, because the big teacher's going to leave, that's why." The people still weren't sure about this. It didn't feel right to them. And day by day, they noticed the volcano was getting more and more active. One night, around bedtime, Satu realized that he left his favorite knife in Hans's garden, so he snuck out of his house and went to the big teacher's house to get it. When he got there, he noticed Tama was looking inside the windows and sneaking around the teacher's house. Satu didn't like that at all and wondered what might be going on. He waited until Tama went back to his house and then he went home too. But he wondered, what is Tama doing? Tama's been acting so strange. What is going on? The next morning, everyone got up, had breakfast, the day was going normally. But around lunchtime, Hans came running to Satu and said, "Have you seen Marta? We haven't seen her since breakfast." Everyone started looking for her, and the big teacher started going door to door and asking, "Where's Marta? Has anyone seen her?" Pretty soon they came to Tama's hut and asked, "Have you seen Marta?" Tama was shocked, and he was so afraid you could see fear all over his face. He was clearly very scared about something, and Marta was nowhere to be seen. Come back next time, and we'll see what's going on with Marta.